Hi, my name is Nicolas Molina. I'm a PhD student at the University of Texas at Austin, and my research topic is modeling diffusion in ceramic coatings. Let's first understand the motivation of my work. Increasing requirements on high-speed and dry cutting applications open up new demands on the quality of cutting tool materials. This is particularly important in the aerospace and automotive industries, where easy and premature degradation of the cutting tools is observed during the machining of hard-to-difficult materials. Several solutions have been tried to improve the machinability of these alloys, being the application of thin solid films by sparring techniques the most promising. However, so far, such a solution does not yet allow meet the need for high-speed machining and green manufacturing required for machining those materials. Recently, a successful UT Austin Portugal Exploratory project developed a new efficient green coating system with the capacity to control the release of a lubricious phase able to improve the cutting performance of hard-to-machine materials. The coatings, based on titanium silicon nitride and silver, were deposited with a nanocomposite structure. Nanocrystalline titanium nitride grains embedded in a amorphous silicon nitride face, with silver in the form of nanoclusters evenly distributed in the bulk. At high temperatures due to silver out diffusion, the adhesion of the counterpart material to the coating is avoided with a significant decrease in the friction coefficient, preventing the growth of building edges, which often leads to the cutting tool failure. So the question is, what is the rate of silver out diffusion from titanium silicon nitride, and how can we study this? The methodology that we are implementing is by the accumulation of mass. As you can see in the picture on the right, we have a three-layer system: silver, titanium silicon nitride, and alumina. Why do we have alumina? Because to quantify the diffusion of silver through titanium silicon nitride, an oxidation barrier coating such as alumina is first deposited since it provides two advantages. First, avoid the oxidation from titanium silicon nitride upon long and leaning times and oxidizing environments. And second, and most importantly for the diffusion modeling, is that it allows us to quantify the mass of silver accumulated in alumina through energy dispersive X-ray spectroscopy. So, as you can see in the picture, there is a volume probed by EDS, and we make sure that the volume probed is only in the alumina layer. It means that alumina is acting as ours storage coating. The accumulated mass of silver in alumina can be modeled by solving an initial boundary value problem. It means a partial differential equation depending on the space and time. This solution can be post-processed to calculate the average accumulated mass at a certain depth. In this case, the volume probed by EDS. Once the several curves are generated, then it's time for experiments. In this case, silver, titanium, silicon nitride, and alumina samples were annealed at 900 Celsius degree for 5 hours, and the average accumulated silver in alumina was quantified by EDS, as you can see in the picture below. So what are the next steps? Parametric fitting. The diffusivities of silver into titanium silicon nitride and alumina can be estimated by means of a parametric fitting of the experimental curve of silver accumulated in alumina. Given that the thicknesses are known, the only unknowns are the diffusivities. The impact of this study is that it can be used not only for this system in particularly, but oxidation barrier coatings are particularly suitable for studying the diffusion of metals in oxidizable ceramics, such as carbides and nitrides. Thank you for your attention.